Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Con, Ed Norris. Joe, you should have played Foo Fighters, There Goes My Hero, as Charlie walks in because he fixed all of my stuff. I've got phone screener, my camera works, everybody can see this mug of mine.
Charlie can hear you now, he's in the studio.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks. All right, we were talking about Justin Tucker, and actually as I was speaking to this Ravens group last night, it was brought up, it was one of the questions, do you think he gets picked up? Yes.
100%.
Did you look at what's going on in Atlanta?
100%.
Atlanta gets rid of Young Wei Koo after the mistakes in week one. They pick up the guy the Patriots cut. He has 5 field goals in the first game that he plays, and he doesn't even know his teammates' names. Now they go to New England later on, and he gets to face the team that cut him, and he misses an extra point that would have tied the game to send it to overtime. So... And then they fire him and pick up another kicker. Yes, teams are desperate for it. And if he can kick and he's past this, because like there are a lot of fan bases that keep going, hey, guys, before you say anything, hear me out. He served his suspension. We don't know what went on. I don't think he's done in the NFL. I think he is definitely done in Baltimore.
But not done around the league.
But I'm saying done in Baltimore is there a point in time where he comes back to the team? Later on down the road? Like, you know
to
what I mean?
To play or just to be
part
of
No. Like,
yes.
He was going to be in the Ring of Honor. Do they put him in the Ring of Honor now?
That'll be tough. But I think...
That's a
tough one. I mean, but I think if time goes by and this is healed, yeah. Because what he's... I'm not justifying... I hate to even say that. Just listen, hear me out. He didn't beat up women. He wasn't raping women. He wasn't even doing what Deshaun Watson did. Like, inappropriately touching them or... This was just a weird thing that he was doing, and like they never complained until it was outed. I just think it's a degree down. It's not appropriate by any stretch, but I mean,
I mean,
could see them bringing him back a little bit.
It's frowned upon masturbating in a massage airplane parlor establishment. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Yeah, it's his fault, jerk. No. But again, like knowing this, yes, of course somebody's going to go after him. I mean, look, Leonard Little had 12.5 sacks. I don't know if people know this. He got behind the wheel of his car and he killed a woman.
Yeah.
You know what happened? They invited him back the next year. The judge gave him like the little slap on the wrist. And you know what he did? Got caught drinking and driving again.
Yeah.
You know, like there's that guy killed someone and he got to play in the league again. You know why? Because he could get 12.5 sacks. And when he wasn't talented anymore, those guys get, here's a new word for you, expurgated. If Ray Rice was averaging 5 yards a carry, I got news for you. He would still be playing after that incident
100%.
Happened. But the sad part was he was averaging what, like 2.8?
2.9. Yeah.
So I do think somebody kicks the tires on Tucker and sees what's left.
Especially a kicker.
What? Yeah.
I mean, you need somebody. You know, you're in the playoffs. You're going to the postseason. Your kicker got hurt. It's having a bad year, whatever. You're not going to pick him up?
The greatest kicker in the history of the league. Yeah. And I know that's probably going to change in years to come now with the kicking ball. Oh, geez, the damn kicking ball adding 7-8 yards on every kick. This is one of the things that I brought up last night, too. It's like, literally, if you kick the ball off and you get your 35-yard touchback, right? You get to the 35-yard line, You throw one pass over the middle, three incomplete passes. Here, we're trotting out the kicker to try a 64-yarder.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, it's been going on.
It's ridiculous.
Now for a while that we've seen, especially this year. Go look at how many kicks over 60 yards have been attempted this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be willing to bet you that it's probably more than it's been attempted in the past 5 to 6 years combined. We're only halfway through the season.
That's in the history of the game.
It's unreal.
Because think about it. They weren't kicking 60-yarders routinely. I remember when I was a young lad, a 50-yarder was like, like Jan Stenerud would be trying a 50-yarder because he was the kicker in the NFL. He played for the Chiefs. Nobody's kicking 50-yarders then, the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then, so every year they got better. And then you get guys now like, you know, Justin Tucker, who can kick 65-yarders routinely.
And now they juice the football.
Now they juice the football. So now I would guarantee there's more 60-yard-plus, you know, field goals attempted now than in the history of the NFL.
Like, teams are not even batting an eye trying almost 70-yard field goals.
No, they just trot them out.
Yeah, hey. You guys are going to try that at the half because if he misses, no big... No. It's the third quarter. We think he can get it.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I mean, there's... I'm just shocked at what we're seeing, and they're just going to continue to get better and better.
But and this goes hand in hand with the conversation with the kickoff rule, though. I'm so angry at them for doing this. They screw it up every year, in my opinion. If you don't want kickoffs, don't have kickoffs.
I hate them.
But stop doing this. This one is so stupid.
Well, it was like, hey, we're protecting the players, so we're just not going to have the kickoffs anymore. We'll put the ball here, right?
Right.
Or we'll make it easy just to kick touchbacks.
Yeah.
And then Bill Belichick goes, well, what if I just kick it really high? We have a chance to get down there and get them before, you know, the line that they would have to gain to get a touchback, essentially. Because remember, it used to be the 20-yard line. Yeah. Then the 25. Now all of a sudden it's the 35. Why?
Yeah.
Why? And I'm an offensive guy.
Right.
I love offense, but you're making it too easy for them.
It is too easy. It's way too easy. As you said, you know, the 35-yard line, that's like, that would be a great return in the past.
You know, one of the things that they had brought up when they were talking overtime rules with the NFL was going to the college format. And they were like, well, if you go to the college format and you start the 25-yard line, these kickers are going to make it's 10 yards longer than their extra points.
Right.
They're going to make a 43, 44-yard field goal right off the bat if they don't pick up any yards. So, no, you can't start him at the 25. Now, in college, it's a little bit dicier, right, if the kicker's going to make a 45-yard field goal. We've seen some guys, it's like, I don't even want to trot him out for extra points.
Right.
You know? So, it's frustrating to look at it, the rule changes and everything that they've done. But this isn't just football. It's happened in basketball. Like, when I argue with people about the NBA, and I said, if Larry Bird played today, he would average a triple-double every single year. You can't put your hands on anybody, really.
Yeah, right.
So, like, now you could hand check. Derek Harper wouldn't even be able to play in this league. He was the king of the hand check. No matter where you went, he had his hand on your damn hip. It's like, you have to look at what they're doing in these leagues.
Did Charles Oakley play today?
Oh, God. Some of these guys just couldn't play today.
No.
Because, people talk about, oh, I don't know if this guy could play back then. And that there may be some truth to that. But because of the rule enforcements, if you're any type of defensive player, you ain't playing today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You're handcuffed the entire time. Yeah. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.